listening to Heather and Wicket.
Mornings 6 to 10 a.m.
on Laser 103.3.
You got questionable taste, Wicket. So the fact that you walked in here and said, my wife Lee watches too much of blank, it immediately discredits you.
What TV show or movie does your significant other watch way too much? 244-1033. You're on Facebook. It is also up on, I think it's up on Twitter. If not, I'll put it up there in a second. But my wife watches a lot of trash television. A lot of trash TV.
As do you. You bond over it. It's beautiful.
The only trashy television that I will admit to watching is The Masked Singer. It's the only one. I will admit it's the only terrible show that I watch.
I don't see you diving deep regularly into historical documentaries or sitting there learning new languages in your free time. You're watching sports.
She watches.
I mean, that's trashy television. It's entertainment.
Oh,
it's
you. I cried happy tears last night.
I know, and I'm not trying to rag on you, Wicket, but it's one of those things where be real with yourself. You're watching some stuff that's not highly educational or, you know, it's not like you're sitting there being highbrow.
I'm not watching the Kardashians, Heather.
Okay.
I'm not watching RuPaul's Drag Race religiously. I'm not watching some of these horrible human beings that compete for somebody else's affection to fill some lonely hole that is in their life,
but what,
that is in their hearts.
But what is sports?
God.
It's something that you find entertaining.
It's not trash TV.
Much like your wife finds fashion entertaining. Because those shows are not about, they're not necessarily, I'll say, about, sometimes it's about, hey, it's going to be fun to see what they're wearing today. And it's not necessarily about the drama. So check yourself before you get all hatey.
What does your significant other watch way too much of on TV, whether it's a show or a movie? 244-1033. Does new boyfriend Marcus, does he watch anything too much?
No. As a matter of fact, it's funny because the other one was like, I feel so much affection for you. You could come out with almost anything and I would be like, great.
If he watched like wrestling all the time, if he was a big fan of WWE,
it would not at this point be a deal breaker. None of it would be.
Really?
I mean, I'm struggling to think of something.
Like, I'm not going to get dark and weird and violent, all that kind of
right.
stuff. I'm just
well,
talking
no,
about.
I love dark, weird, and violent. Like, dark, weird, and violent is my jam. I love horror. Because I like things that are unrealistic. So I'm not the rom-com kind of person because I'm like, that's real life. It's likely that you might run into someone, fall in love with them, and then be happy. Or it's likely that you might fall down some stairs and, you know, but horror! Like, it's unlikely. Unlikely, because we live in lovely Des Moines. It's very safe here. It's unlikely that we're going to just, like, walk outside and get snatched by a serial killer. Like, that stuff's unlikely to happen. So I find it to be very imaginative, very interesting, because it's not as real as some of these other things. But yeah, I'm in that place. You know that place, Wicket?
It's a honeymoon phase right now. It doesn't matter. It's fine. He can do anything. He can do it wrong.
So this is the point where it's like, he's listening. He listens. So it's like, yes, bring out the skeletons right now. This
is
the time.
Fart watching John Cena. And it doesn't matter.
Anything. It's a good time.
Andy says his significant other watches too much Law & Order SVU. Kimberly says Sons of Anarchy. This one is actually I can relate to. Nicole says serial killer documentaries. To the point where my wife likes serial killer podcasts. Mm-hmm. She watched serial killer shows. That murder show skit that Saturday Night Live did, that was straight up my wife. She's like, oh, you're leaving me alone for 2 hours? If I go out or kids are asleep and I go, she starts watching murder shows. She loves it. Like murder.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
244-1033. What is something that your significant other watches way too much of? I think my wife watches too much RuPaul's Drag Show and the Kardashians. She says it's to make herself feel better. But what about you? 244-1033 or on Facebook.
Yes. Or I also want to pose this question. If you yourself
can admit,
acknowledge that you watch too much of blank, we will take your call too.
The Laser. 244-1033.
when your significant other drives you crazy with their TV watching habits.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
And we extend that to Netflix and podcasting and whatever kind
of
entertainment they're into.
My wife watches far too much of the Kardashians. She says it makes her feel better about herself and to feel smarter when she watches something like that. She is currently on a run of RuPaul's Drag Race, which seems to me to be the same episode over and over again, but she is in love with the show, just constantly watching it. So we're asking you about the shows that your significant other watches way too much of, or movies, you know, 244-1033.
Laser, talk to us.
Too much like Forensic Science and how she almost got away with it. And it's not so much, it's the time of day she watches it. It's always when I'm going to sleep, laying there listening to how some woman almost got away with killing her second husband and what she did wrong. And it's like, man, can you put it on the Nature Channel so I can sleep?
What's your name?
Chuck.
Are you concerned, A, that she's using these as an educational tool so that she might murder you in your sleep at some point? Or,
well, I honestly believe it's entertaining, but after the 30th day in a row...
Right, like it's all of a sudden, you're like, is she studying for something?
Bill, I tell her all the time, I'm like, can you like put it on the Nature Channel so the vibe changes? Because, you know, it's just weird.
If you need help, you can tell Heather and Wicket, like, give us a safe word and we'll come send someone because you're afraid for your life.
So, Chuck,
I will call you.
Okay.
Chuck, what do you want your safe word to be?
I don't know. You pick it.
Umbrella.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
All right. If Chuck calls in and says, you know, is this the watermelon store?
We'll send someone right to you, Chuck.
We will.
All right. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Chuck. Laser. What is your significant other watch way too much of?
The Office.
No, impossible.
I have watched that show at least 10 times the whole way through. I'm going to side with your significant other.
Oh, geez. No. She's always watching it. She watches to fall asleep. We get home, and that's the first thing she turns on. It's the last thing I see before I go to bed.
Is it the American version or the British version, first of all?
American version.
Yeah, we ain't got no time for Ricky Gervais.
Well, I was going to say,
come on,
you know,
America.
Maybe you can have her watch the British version just to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. I'll see what I can do about that.
I'm a solutions person.
What about The Office do you not like? Or is it just you like it, but enough is enough?
I like it, but when you're on going through it for the 20th time, it gets a little bit old.
What's your significant other's name?
Bailey.
I'm on Team Bailey. Brandon, appreciate it, man.
I'm also on Team Bailey. Brandon is outvoted.
Yeah, I was
over Brandon.
Now, I don't have NBA. Bailey, we're on Team Bailey here. Don't worry. Brandon, I was sad to see it leave Netflix because I don't have NBA Peacock. And then if you have NBA Peacock, NBC Peacock, you'll
like,
get...
What are you talking about?
I got NBA on the brain. I don't have Peacock because I have 29 other streaming things and it's just one more, and you can only get like the first two seasons of The Office, and I need the full Pam and Jim romance. Spoiler alert. I need the full, I know, I just ruined
it's
it.
It's too late to spoil that.
So I don't even, I don't know. I spend way more time watching Netflix, and I wish it was still on Netflix, but I understand why, because it was like the most popular show on Netflix, and NBC's like, well, we need some money out of this. We'll just pull people over here. But no, you can't. I don't think you can watch The Office too many times.
I wonder, though, if it wasn't all about Netflix and it was about the fact that they wanted to take the show away so that all of these podcasts that the people from The Office are doing, people would go there because it's like, oh, if they can't watch this, then they're hungry for it. So then they're listening to Jenna's podcast, Pam Characters podcast.
I tried listening to that one, and it's just they're so bubbly and laughy the whole time between the two, Pam and Angela, are the characters.
And you like your women mean.
I want you in the kitchen.
Like me.
Right. No, I loved the Kevin podcast. Whoever the actor that plays Kevin, his podcast to me was great because he's a guy. No, it was just so, I just thought it was so great the way that they went through the entire season. They talked to producers. I didn't realize that the guy that created the show was in Europe watching it in a hotel room, the Ricky Gervais version, and brought it back here. And to hear the path, I just, I love The Office. I think it is probably my favorite television show of all time. And Brandon, you're wrong. But
one of my major celebrity crushes, and it's a character crush, it's not an actual celebrity crush, is from The Office, which is the Rainn Wilson Dwight character.
I know this about you and find there are quirks about Heather that I find strange as hell.
Yeah, it's true.
And the fact that you are turned on or find attractive the character played
it's
as Dwight Schrute is like gets that gets you excited and turned on is so weird.
Wicket has a joke with me. What do you say to me almost every day? Gauges and tats. Gauges and tats.
Oh yeah, yeah. My new boyfriend. He's got gauges in his ears. And he's got tats.
And you
so
act,
cute.
You act like I have some sort of a looks type. And I'm like, Wicket, you know this about me. It's all about being smart. And the Dwight Schrute character is ridiculously smart. He's whimsical. He comes up with like all of these Lucy and Ethel schemes, like to get out of things. He
carries nunchucks.
He has a beet farm. Like he knows all of this stuff. Like he's like one in five of this. And so yeah. So I was always like, Dwight Schrute. But Rainn Wilson, great guy. Awesome dude.
Do you find Rainn Wilson attractive?
We have a Seattle connection. Not at all. Zero.
Okay, so Rainn Wilson, not attractive. Dwight Schrute, attractive.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep writing this down. Keep peeling back that onion. Next layer.
Talking about things that your significant others watch. Too much of continuing on Facebook.
Tons on Facebook. We'll get to more of these coming up.
Laser 103.3.